I knew that as soon as I got back to the better Washington from that other Washington after the leaked Supreme Court ruling that we're here to talk about today, that I just had to join all the great women leaders in Washington State who are leading the fight here to protect the right to an abortion. So I want to recognize all of them. We have Senator Monica Dingra from the 45th Legislative, Senator Karen Kaiser from the 33rd Legislative District, Senator Rebecca Saldana, 37th Legislative District, Senator Yasmin Trudeau, 27th Legislative District, Senator Claire Wilson, 30th Legislative District, Representative Lisa Callan, 5th Legislative District, Representative Brandy Donahue, 44th Legislative District, Representative Davina Duer, 1st Legislative District, Representative Deborah Unteman, 47th Legislative District, Representative Noel Frame, 36th Legislative District, Representative Mia Gregerson, 33rd Legislative District, Representative Kristen Harris Talley, 37th Legislative District, Representative Mari Levitt, 28th Legislative District, Representative Deborah Lekanoff, 40th Legislative District, Representative Nicole Macri, 43rd Legislative District, Representative Tina Orwell, 33rd Legislative District, Representative Alicia Rule, 42nd Legislative District, Representative Sharon Tomiko Santos, 37th Legislative District, Representative Tana Sen, 41st Legislative District, Representative Vandana Slaughter, 48th Legislative District, Representative Jamila Taylor, 30th Legislative District, Representative Emily Wicks, 38th Legislative District, Representative Cindy Ryu, 32nd Legislative District. Wow. What an incredible show of solidarity from the women of Washington State. We are all in this together. And it means so much to me to be here today standing alongside all of you. Now, I didn't even introduce everybody up here because some of them were going to be speaking. But it is really great that we represent a state with such powerful women who are going to stand up for your rights. I want to start off today with a really simple message. Thank you to all the Planned Parenthood nurses, medical professionals, educators, all of your staff, all the people who keep Planned Parenthood clinics running and serving our communities. Thank you. The work you do, the health care you provide is critical, and it's sometimes even life-saving. And no matter what, it helps people plan families on their own terms, decide their own course of their own life, and control their own body. I know often you are doing this work in the face of violence, threats, and hatred from anti-abortion extremists. And I know this past week has been heartbreaking, and this leaked decision has been devastating, because I have felt all of those same emotions myself. So I'm here today to say thank you for your work. Thank you for everything you do for this community. But I'm also here to let you know you are not alone in this fight. We are all here right beside all of you. Because as heartbroken as I am also furious. I am spitting mad. I'm at the conservative on the Supreme Court for being so cruel, at Republican state legislators across the country, including right next door in Idaho, who are passing abortion bans and starting healthcare crises that impact all of us. And I'm spitting mad at Republicans in the Senate who filled our courts with far-right anti-abortion judges who take every opportunity to undermine our abortion rights, who've gone even further to attack birth control and other reproductive health care, including just this last week with an attack on the Title X family planning program, and who are now trying to push a federal ban on abortion. And despite all this, despite their cruelty, the craven way they try every way possible to control women's bodies, they spent this past week trying to distract people, trying to avoid talking about the consequences of their decades-long efforts to end the right to abortion. Well, I won't let them. We are not going to be distracted. Very soon, in a matter of days or weeks, we could live in a country without Roe. A country where women are forced to stay pregnant and give birth when they don't want to, no matter their own personal circumstances. A country where five justices on the Supreme Court, Senate Republicans back in Washington, D.C., and extreme Republicans in state legislatures across the country are deciding how many rights you should have, what you can do with your body, what health care you should be able to get. This is the country that the Republicans want. This is what Republicans are fighting for. But I want you to know, we are fighting back, all of us. In light of this truly devastating news about the Supreme Court, we're going to force them to show the American people their true colors. We're going to cast a vote on the Women's Health Protection Act, a landmark bill to protect the right to abortion, next week. And I want you to know, I will not stop fighting. I will not stop speaking up and doing everything I possibly can to get a bill to President Biden's desk to protect the right to abortion. But we need Americans everywhere to send us more pro-choice Democrats in the Senate so we can get this done. We need Americans everywhere to fight with us, push back against hateful agenda. We need to send more pro-choice votes to the Senate. And this November, we're going to make that happen because abortion rights are on the line and women's lives are on the line. And I, for one, everyone here with me, are not going backwards, period. I am delighted to have our next Representative Jayapal. She has been an amazing, strong advocate for women's rights and our right to make our own choices. Please join me in welcoming Representative Jayapal.
Thank you so much, Senator Murray. I have to say, when Patty Murray says she's spitting mad and she's going to get something done, she gets it done. And we are so grateful to you, Senator Murray, for your amazing leadership in the Senate. And look at this incredible group of legislators, women legislators in our state. We are so fortunate to have every single one of you, and thank you for being here, and thank you for all the fights that you are waging on behalf of women's right to make decisions on our own about our own bodies, but also on everything else that you do. And I want to say to Planned Parenthood and everybody that has been here providing services to people, first of all, services are still legal. Abortion is still legal in this country, and we need to make sure people know that. But the very first place that I came, Jen, when I came to Seattle as a 25-year-old, I'm not going to tell you which year, because then you'll figure out the age, but the very first place I came was Planned Parenthood, because I didn't have any money, and I wanted to make sure that I could get the contraception and the services, reproductive services that I needed. So I know that is true for so many people, and we are so grateful to every single one of you for the work that you do. Look, I've talked about my abortion. I had not talked about it for 15 years. I actually hadn't even told my mom that I had had an abortion, because unfortunately, abortion is still portrayed as something that somehow we should be ashamed of. And that is not true anymore because of the movement that we have been making across the country, because women, pregnant people across this country have been speaking out, sharing their stories, and making it clear that this is a decision that only we can make. My first child, my daughter, Jenna, was born 1 pound, 14 ounces. She was literally the size of my hand, the size of a small squash. And I went through so much with her, just making sure she would live. And it wasn't clear that she would. And actually, it wasn't clear I would live either after my emergency C-section. The idea that somebody could then come in knowing nothing about my situation, knowing nothing about my economic future or about my mental capacity to take care of another child and force a government-mandated pregnancy on me is absolutely outrageous. And as the senator said, we are not going to allow that happen. We are going to fight with everything we have to codify Roe v. Wade. And I'm so proud to be in the House of the People's House, the House of Representatives, with my colleague Kim Schreier, the first woman doctor in the House, who has been an amazing, amazing champion on all things health related, plus many other things. Our entire Democratic delegation in Washington state voted for the Women's Health Protection Act. And the House of Representatives passed it, and we will do everything we can to support our Senate colleagues to make sure that it is codified. The very last thing I want to say is that I watched The Handmaid's Tale. I don't know how many people did. But this idea of government-mandated pregnancy and a surveillance state where neighbors are watching neighbors and telling on neighbors who try to get abortion care, reproductive care, travel across state lines, criminalizing people who are just seeking to make the decisions that they will have to live with and only they will have to live with for the rest of their lives is absolutely outrageous. And it's the reason that Republicans are not talking about this, because they know that protecting the legal right to abortion is extremely popular across this country, across red, blue, independent districts. People believe, even if they wouldn't choose to have an abortion for themselves, I'm not telling anyone they should have an abortion. I don't think anybody should tell us what we should, that I should not have an abortion. But it is really popular across the country to protect the legal ability for pregnant people to make decisions about their own bodies. And so that is why they want to talk about anything except this. And that is why we will make sure that people understand who is for and who is against protecting this right to choose. And then, as the senator said, in November, we will take this not only to the streets, but we will take it to the ballot boxes and make sure that we expand our majorities in the House and the Senate. Thank you all so much for everything you do. And now it's my great honor to introduce somebody who's been such a wonderful friend in the delegation, such a champion for women, for reproductive care, for health care, somebody that we know we are going to return to the United States House of Representatives, and we're going to do everything we can to make sure that happens, Representative Kim Schreier.
Well, thank you, Representative Jayapal. I am so glad that we got to partner together to pass the Women's Health Protection Act to make sure that we get into law the ability for any woman in this country to access abortion. Thank you, Senator Murray, for taking this up in the Senate, because we need both the House, the Senate, and we need the President. He's ready to sign it. We need you. Thank you for your tireless efforts over decades to stand up for women. Thank you to Planned Parenthood. Thank you to Planned Parenthood for standing with women, for standing with families, for making sure that any woman, regardless of her income or financial status, can have access to long-term reversible contraception that will keep her from needing an abortion. And thank you for being there for the women who do. And then finally, I want to say thank you to our state legislators, because they are keeping us safe here in Washington. But I'll tell you that when the Supreme Court decides, and they are poised to make this decision, that women across this country will no longer have the right to choose an abortion, I really think about women in half the states in this country where the very next day abortion will be illegal. Think about that. I think about that from many perspectives. I'm a woman, I'm a mom, I'm also a pediatrician and a woman doctor. And so I could put on any one of those hats. I have sat with women. I've sat with girls in my clinic faced with this question, this dilemma, this predicament, and they have to make the most important healthcare decision of their lives, frankly. You think about this. This is a decision that affects their body, their health, whether they'll survive, their relationship with their parents, whether they get stuck in a potentially abusive relationship with whoever caused that pregnancy. It affects their education prospects, their job prospects, their eventual financial security. And I'll tell you something else, that it's not just my patients I've sat with, it's their parents. It's the moms who don't know if they can afford to have another child, who don't know if they have the bandwidth to take care of another child. And I'll tell you what I've learned. Government has no role in these decisions. This is a healthcare decision, and healthcare decisions happen between patient and doctor and not government. And that is why, as the only pro-choice woman doctor in Congress, I will always stand with women to make their own healthcare decisions. Thank you. I am now going to hand the mic over to my friend and colleague and champion for Forest, Commissioner Hillary Franz.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your work. Thank you all for joining us today. I want to thank Senator Murray for your leadership. I mean, year after year, all the fights you've taken on for a very long time, and we got many more fights, and this one is one of the most important fights. I want to also thank the unbelievable leadership by all the women here. Oh my gosh, it's so nice to be in a world where our legislators represent the people of Washington State and actually reflect that. In addition, I just want to thank the heroes of Planned Parenthood. The amount of work you do every single day standing up for women and the opportunity to get health care that they need. You know, the reality is the draft opinion circling our nation, Supreme Court, literally would undo 50 years of jurisprudence. And it's going to have a devastating consequence. I mean, women's rights are human rights. And the reality is our mothers, our sisters, our daughters have grown up with that right, believing that we were always going to have this protected. My first job actually here in Seattle, Washington, was representing sexual assault victims. Women whose bodies had been violated, their own human rights and dignity taken away. And the idea that all of a sudden, not only did they lose that protection of their body, that the laws are going to be changed to truly impact their entire life going forward because government's going to decide their reproductive health care, going to decide their own context of taking care of their health care and the decisions that they are right to. You know, we oftentimes think this is just one right and it doesn't affect all of us, but we shouldn't be fooled. The reality is Roe v. Wade opens up a Pandora's box that will quickly begin to erode established rights for everyone, such as the right to autonomy, self-determination, the right to privacy. Yet, the reality is Supreme Court right now is ready to strip away that for half of our country. 50 years, that has not been done before, and it will now create not only an assault on women's freedom and equality, but an assault on democracy and the human rights of all Americans. It's our responsibility as Americans, as citizens right now, to stand up for women, our mothers, our daughters, our sisters. It's also our right to stand up for our republic. That's what this is about. We are going so far backward, and more than ever, we need to right now protect equal justice for all, to ensure and protect human rights for all. We cannot, we must not go backward. We must right now fight with everything we have in every corner of this state, every corner of this country, to defend the rights that we have had and we are entitled to. Thank you. I have the great honor right now to invite Senator Emily Randall, one of my seven sisters, a woman that's been fighting for Planned Parenthood and the rights and the protections that Planned Parenthood has been providing for all of us women for so long. Thank you for being here and for all you do.
Thank you. Oh my goodness. On a day and a week when I have been sad and angry and not surprised, I'm so glad to be standing with this incredible group of strong and fearless advocates for women and reproductive justice and the healthcare that we have long depended on and deserved. This war on our reproductive rights to keep us from planning our families when and how it's right for us has long been waging. It's about power and it's about control. But we will not let them win. Women and LGBTQ folks, people of color, and allies have long been fighting back, resisting and claiming our own power. Midwives like my great-grandmother in rural New Mexico in the 30s, activists who passed Washington's ballot measures to codify abortion rights in Washington state decades ago. This group of incredible leaders, the incredible healthcare advocates at Planned Parenthood, my former colleagues. And for the past 5 years in the Washington State Legislature, we have done everything we can to ensure that we are ready for this moment. We passed the Reproductive Parity Act the year following the retake of the majority, ensuring that every person who has coverage for maternity care also has coverage for abortion care. We passed reproductive health access for all, comprehensive sexual health education, ensuring college student health plans also covered abortion. We protected pregnant patients, and this year passed the Affirm Washington Abortion Access Act, ensuring that our providers are protected, that folks who are helping people access abortion are protected, and to ensure that our language reflects the reality of people who need abortion. We've worked tirelessly to protect and strengthen our access to abortion in this Washington, for Washingtonians and for our neighbors in Idaho and Texas and across the country who are already traveling here for care. But just because our right to abortion is state law, doesn't mean we can stop fighting. We'll fight for funding for clinics and providers that they need to keep their doors open. We'll fight to ensure that health system mergers don't continue to diminish access to health care, including abortion, in counties like Kitsap. We'll fight to stop the anti-abortion bills introduced in the Washington State Legislature every year from going anywhere. And we'll fight alongside Senator Murray to pass the Women's Health Protection Act in the U.S. Senate, ensuring that all Americans have access to this essential health care right, because we will not go backwards. Now, I would like to invite my colleague, Representative Milan Tai, the prime sponsor of the Affirm Washington Abortion Access Act, to come and speak.
Thank you. I'm like, come with so many accessories because we are beautiful, beautiful, beautiful people. Absolutely beautiful people, and I, first and foremost, recognize that I stand on the shoulders of giants who are behind me and who are out there, because each of us is a leader of our own destiny, and that woman right is human right. I don't know what else to say, but so appreciative that I am not in this fight alone. And each of us out there, whether you identified as a woman, as a binary, as a non gender conforming, as whoever you are a human being, and we recognize you and we see you. We want to make sure that you know that and you are empowered to fight for your rights and your destiny. It's critically important that we want to ensure the environment where it is all about inclusivity. We see your humanity as you see our humanity. We need to stop the idea that because I look different than you, somehow I am the other, that my fight is different than your fight. We are really in this together, and we win when we in it together. So in the same spirit of ensuring these rights are protected, that those who fight and be with you and work with you and fight with you be in positions where we can vote with you, I'm here asking, it's not an accident that the champion for women rights, healthcare parity, reproductive parities, are the two women of color in the Washington State Legislature. I'm asking everyone out there, if you don't see yourself in the system, run, serve, take your place. You are powerful. And I'm speaking as a refugee who didn't think that I will ever stand here in front of you and making this ask. Because we have all these people behind us, supporting us, in front, making the trail and the path for us. We want to continue this work, and you should not be afraid. We are with you. Thank you, Senator, for being there with us. And thank you for all those who are serving and making sure that reproductive right is human right. Senator.
I don't feel jumbled at all. I feel very clear, I feel directed, and I feel forceful. We are going to fight to make sure our country does not go back to a time where women didn't have their own choices. We are all in this fight together. Republicans can go all over wherever they want to with all kinds of distractions. I'm not distracted. Are any of you distracted?
No!
I don't think we are distracted at all. We're going to fight for the future of this country and the ability for every woman to be able to make her own health care choices.
And the message that you want to give to the females, just to people out there, not to worry.
Oh, I'm not telling anybody not to worry. I'm scared. I'm frightened more than I ever have been since I was in college and Roe was decided. For the first time in my life, I fear for women across this country, whether they are a victim of rape or incest, whether they have a healthcare economic choice or a personal healthcare decision, who will not be able to make that choice, and life-changing events will occur in their life they cannot control. I am very fearful of that. That is exactly why we are all here today, is to say to all women in our state, even though I am so grateful for what our state laws, to not assume that anyone is safe. We are watching what is happening in state legislatures across the country with horrific legislation that has vigilante laws that takes away the life or the choice of a woman in the case of rape or incest. I mean, it is beyond belief to me, and they are not done. They've made it clear that they are looking at a federal ban to override our state legislature. So this is a call not just to women, but to men who love women and who want to make sure their daughters and their sisters have the choices that they have been able to live with in their life. I will just end with this. This is the first time in my life I've ever had to face the reality that our daughters may grow up with less rights than their mothers. This is not a time I want to see happen. We have the responsibility to stand up and fight back, and we are.